Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen, for this worldwide transmission. It is the 26th day of June 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. And no, I'm not going to be talking about Michael Jackson. I will be talking about the mob psychology, though, of the hysteria I witnessed last night concerning the death of 50-year-old Michael Jackson. And I will do that later coming up in the hour. I wish that the people would get as concerned about Michael Jackson and his death, or Farrah Fawcett and her death, or Ed McMahon's death this week, as they are about the death of the Republic. The open takeover by the private Federal Reserve and the offshore banks through the carbon tax that, by the way, was up to 1,200 plus pages, and now they're reporting in the Wall Street Journal, they added 300 more secretly last night, and no one has read the bill. And the worst bills are the bills no one ever reads, but then they become law, they stay law, like the Patriot Act, saying there's no more Bill of Rights or Constitution, even in non-terror-related cases. We have a rogue government here on our hands. I heard Jason Burmess last night doing his show 9 to midnight, and I heard him talk about how he pulled through a popular smoothie drive-through to get a pomegranate smoothie, and the young lady said, "I'll give you a discount on your smoothie if you can name a Michael Jackson song." And he said, "Bad." And then she said, "Sing it." And he said, "No, just charge me the full amount. I'm not going to sing it." And she was basically doing that to everybody that drove through there. I was at the gym getting ready to come down here last night at about 7 o'clock, running on the treadmill to get warmed up before I lift weights, and they have TV screens in there, and everybody stopped working out. Everyone was talking. It was as if an alien spacecraft had landed in Central Park, and they were just mouth open. The workout stopped. The staff stopped. The personal trainers stopped training people. It was as if a new dawn or a new dark age or something new of earth-shattering import had just transpired. And I'll be honest with you, I then went home, got to doing research, working on the book I'm doing, and stopped thinking about it. Had Burmess on in the background and heard him talking about the pomegranate smoothie lady. And then this morning I was all freaking out over all this legislation about to pass today. Just all the incredible news in front of me, the amazing developments in the banking committee yesterday. And I'm driving into work, and it hits me, Michael Jackson, I've got to talk about that guy. Plus, I had another discussion with psychology today. And you know what I got to do with these big national news publications when they're wanting to do hit pieces on me is just limit the amount of information, because I'll let them talk to me off and on for hours and they can snip and twist however they want. But, you know, that's who they are. That's what they are. Let them. That's why they're all discredited. I'm not even worried about it. Good. Just send us more listeners. You tell them your distorted view of who I am. You put that out and people will come see the real thing and know the truth. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Stay with me.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be, all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Voting today on the climate change bill that is completely secret and now rumored to be over 1,500 pages. Last time they reported it yesterday, it was 1,300. But they admittedly are adding hundreds of pages as we speak. No one is allowed to see it. The 200-page version we saw, it is estimated, they even admit, a $2,500 a year increase in taxes. The Wall Street Journal, the New York Times all admit it is the largest tax increase in history. But it's not just that. It's a total takeover of every facet of society with bureaucracy and something akin to zoning, home inspections, inspections of your trash. It's all being announced. That's in the 200 pages that we saw last week and on Monday. It is now over 1,300. It is now over 1,300 pages. And get this. No one is allowed to read it. In fact, I meant to print last night, guys, a CBS News headline, "Will Congress Read the Climate Bill?" Print that for me, because I want to, later on TV when we go live next hour, hold that up, because we have a lot of new viewers that are watching, and I want them to see CBS, because they won't believe me. But when they see their god, CBS, the same one that tells them about Michael Jackson's latest nose surgery, they will then understand it's not even being read. special interest are writing the entire thing. And big corporations, big energy, they're all behind it. The controlled left always says the big oil doesn't believe in global warming. They're trying to shut it down. Oh, now even mainstream news has to admit that the big oil companies and energy companies wrote this. This is a tax. Who do you think owns those energy companies? The big banks. This will be a tax directly to offshore banks and Al Gore. Now, that little creature was going to get up on the Hill and give a speech yesterday, but he's so unpopular that they have made the decision to not have him up there and to try to not cover the bill. See, when they thought they had the momentum, they were hyping that the earth was going to die and the ice caps were melting and polar bears were about to go extinct and were drowning. Actual mainstream news is teaching everybody that polar bears can't swim, and now all those lies are coming out. Now it's coming out when they show a polar bear on an ice floe going, look, he can't find his family. He's going to die. When the ice melts, he'll die. He can't swim. That they swim out to the ice floes that are in the spring and summer every year, and that they then hunt seal and smaller whale, beluga, from the flows, and then they swim back. And that polar bear populations in North America have gone up from 34,000 in the last survey to over 44,000. You can pull that number up. Just Google polar bear numbers explode. Because the warming trend, and they've also done the archaeological analysis with the zoologists and found that during warming trends, their numbers go up. When it gets cold, their numbers go down. Because when the Arctic warms, there's more life. But unfortunately, it's cooling now, so the numbers will go down. And they'll no doubt tell you that global warming did that in 10 years when you find out there's less of them. So their numbers go up and down, up and down, up and down. A lot of polar bears don't make it through the winter. In fact, a lot of polar bears don't get hardly any food during the winter, if any. That's why they blubber up eating whales and seal in the spring and summer, sometimes increasing their body weight by 40%. They get real fat in the summer, and then they go and are basically in semi-hibernation out there just laying there in the frozen waste during the winter. I'm already digressing. To say that polar bears can't swim is a lie of biblical proportions. But the issue here is, they're making their move today. And later in the hour, I'm going to give you the toll-free number. Why? Al Gore, admittedly, is at his home manning the phones. They have every big think tank, every big tax-free foundation. They have every large paid-off acorn-type government group. They have the NFL promoting it. They have all the companies owned by Rupert Murdoch. He admittedly has given teleconferences saying he is trying to push in TV and movies that global warming is real. We need a global tax. Rex Tillerson, ExxonMobil saying it's real. We've got to have a global tax. This is their final push to micromanage and regulate every facet of your life selectively. This is the neo-serfdom and feudalism, where they can come in and shut down whoever they want, and only those that are given the letter of mark by the global imperium are able to operate and live. Now, this is the managed economy. This is the new global Soviet Union, basically run by private banks. This is total control. I'm going to break it all down today, and then just in off-the-charts news, dealing with Bernanke before Congress saying Congress has no authority to regulate the issuance of currency and credit, though Article 1, Section 8 expressly states that in the U.S. Constitution. It's a total insult to Congress, to the American people, but it's an insult the American people deserve. I would imagine 1 out of 100 people knows that Congress is over money. But so we're going to go over that today, and he calls it a seizure of power, a dictatorial martial law ransacking of America to have Congress audit the Fed, and then he threatens financial terrorism, that our society is going to collapse if this happens. Now listen, now I'm going to go over this. The Michael Jackson thing of him reportedly dying from an opiate, a painkiller injection, this is the biggest diversion, the biggest distraction I have seen in a while. On top of Farrah Fawcett and the governor and his lover, I mean, that was clearly staged. I mean, there's no doubt they knew where he was. TSA knew where he was. Feds knew where he was. The feds were like, for days, we don't know where he is, as if they didn't know his passport and he left the country, which is now on record. And then suddenly the newspaper has all his lovey-dove emails, just like the FBI had been following and watching Elliot Spitzer for years. And in the minute he said he was going to go after the banks for the takeover, you know, they bring out his hooker liaisons. They got dirt on basically everybody. And if you are as pure as a driven snow, they'll manufacture it. If you do live some pious life, like I got to say I do, they can make something up if they wanted to. They got endless informants and people that will just lie on the stand. This is how they operate. So they can't get dirt on you, they make it up. They tell Ron Paul, oh, we're going to interview you. Please come to this hotel suite. And he walks in and Sacha Baron Cohen drops his pants and says, have sex with me, and goes chasing him out the door. And the media says, Ron Paul's bad. Doesn't matter, they tricked him and he ran out of the room. He's still bad. See how that works? And the public loves seeing big people torn down. So they say, yeah, Ron Paul's evil. Doesn't matter if he got set up and ran out of the room when Sacha Baron Cohen drops his pants and says, I want to have sex with you. This is how they operate. This is what they do. So understand this. There is almost no news coverage on CNN and Fox about what's really in this climate bill. And instead, everything is now Michael Jackson. And Jaron, at 10:05 Central Standard Time, was watching TV here in the office coffee room. And I want Jaron Neihardt, who works here running the show, doing a great job, to relay to you what he saw today. But we're going to desperately, because we have millions of listeners, give the phone numbers out and try to counter Al Gore and all the big foundation. Now, the phones are busy most of the time, but you can also call the regional office of your congressman and ask them to call the back lines and tell them. You should go to the Capitol today. It's that desperate. I should have done this days ago. Jaron, tell folks what you witnessed this morning.
Yeah, about 10:05, I believe the show is called CNN Newsroom. I was flipping around, and I landed on that to see any information on this bill. That's what I was actually looking, and it was Michael Jackson all the time. Well, they had Michael Jackson scrolls, Michael Jackson thirds, everything was Michael Jackson. And as soon as I got there, I heard the news anchor say, we're going to cut to the House of Representatives, where a congressperson from California was going to observe a moment of silence for Michael Jackson. They then cut to live coverage of the House of Representatives, but they had missed the moment of silence. The person that they aired was actually talking about, and they say the bill name, they say, we're going to discuss H.R. 2454, whatever the title, climate change and secure. And when they said security, they cut it off, went back to the newsroom, goes, oh, I guess we missed the moment of silence for Michael Jackson. But it was out there as a blurb, just a complete misedit.
Well, Burmese made the point that when he was driving through, because I didn't finish the story earlier, when he was driving through a big smoothie chain to get a pomegranate smoothie, the lady was saying, a discount if you can basically sing a Michael Jackson song to me, and Burmese wouldn't do it. But he said, imagine if the people at the checkout windows were saying, hey, what about H.R. 2454 bringing us into bondage? I mean, the people pushing the bill say it's going to cost $2,500 a year, but that was when it was 200 pages long. It's over 1,300. They say they've added hundreds more. No one can see it. That in and of itself, they're rushing it through saying no one can see it. They're trying to pass bills for the feds to take over the whole water supply, but you can't get the slaves to stop letting the mainstream media set the agenda and set what's being discussed.
Not only that, it took me a half an hour last night to get the bill number. I searched headline after headline, article after article, saying biggest tax on the American people. Read the full article. It's not anywhere. It took about 10 articles to find the bill number buried in one article. You can't find information on it. They're just not giving it.
And they're always changing it. Because it came out of conference, earlier this week, and now suddenly they're about to pass this. Says, will Congress read bills before voting? CBS News. And it goes on to say that that nobody's going to read it. I mean, this, folks, they're going to turn millions of the new youth brigades, this is their new paid job, they admit, this is mainstream news, to inspect your house.
And there are people that are on board with it, too. I have some liberal family members that truly believe that green energy and all that's the way to go.
It has nothing to do with green energy, though. See, they always mention all these reasonable things and then tag on the tax. or they, every nature show says all the animals on Earth are going to die unless we have a carbon tax. And so people go, well, I want to save the puppy dogs. I want to save the otters. I want to save the polar bears. They can't swim.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, I'm John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and let's take in a brief mind movie. We're surrounded by jesters, members of the nation's largest clown club based in Washington, D.C. Fuzzy hair, baggy pants, big yellow shoes, and now offering financial assurances that all will be well. The stimulus package is working. A bailout is coming your way. And while we're flat broke, we're also told that we've stepped back away from the brink. Pardon me? Back to the real world. We know that we can rely on no one but ourselves to generate financial security. Protecting your assets is solely up to you. No one else is coming to the rescue. Please call me, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, to discuss investing in precious metals, gold and silver, with a 6,000-year track record of success and security. I'm John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we'll create a package that really works for you.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
While you were sleeping, they came and took it all.
Yep.
The names and the middle, the places where you used to play.
While you were sleeping, they came and took it all away.
Chalk it up to business as usual.
But we can't just accept that business as usual is a bunch of criminals robbing us, or the crimes will get bigger and bigger and they'll go for everything, which they're now doing. And then after they get total power over us, they still have to keep squeezing and pushing. They're competitive, they're ruthless, they're control freaks, so what are they going to do? Well, I'll tell you what they do time and time again in history. They engage in hardcore tyranny. They start engaging in mass extermination. That's the final extension of all of this. It's what these people do over and over and over and over again. H.R. 2454. We're going to be giving those numbers out on air throughout the show today because Al Gore is in the Associated Press saying he's running a nationwide phone campaign to have people call the U.S. Congress. Call them and you tell those crooks that even if they support global taxation to the private offshore banks and support bureaucrats being in our everyday lives and satellite tracker boxes and all cars to tax us by the mile and taxes on all coal plants and power plants and home inspections and business inspections and taxes on beef and poultry and anything that generates carbon, taxes on breathing, as the New York Times says it, that even if they're for this evil, they can't vote on something they haven't read, that the people haven't had 1 hour to look at. They're set to vote in the next few hours, ladies and gentlemen. Call them now. Because if it goes to the Senate, it's going to be a done deal. And then they're going to slowly, incrementally implement it. Because if they come down and implement it overnight, people will rebel. So they'll slowly bring in the taxes. Oh, it's only a 1% tax on your car by the mile. Oh, it's only a home inspection. Come on, it's for the earth. It's going to save you money anyways. It's green technology. But it's the power for them to control what you do, what you buy, what you build, everything. And it's all selectively enforced. So the Congress is in session right now. Hundredth and 11th Congress, first session. Got to stop this right now. 202-224-3124. 202-224-3124. And you mainly need to focus on the Democrats, though they've got some Republicans saying they're going with it. And notice all of this is happening as the economy implodes, as GM goes under, as Chrysler goes under, is hacked up in pieces, handed off to foreign corporations with bailout money on top just as a sweetener. Oh, yeah, when they rape you, they make you pay the bill to be raped. 202-224-3124 or 202-225-1904, 202-225-1904. Call it. Pick a Democrat congressman in your area. Go to the Campaign for Liberty. They've got a good map on there for your state and who the congresspeople are. Call the media, too. Call the local talk radio and say, look, the climate bill. Call Congress. Not Michael Jackson, some sad, abused child with his demonic family, who then clearly became a pervert, who got away with it because of his incredible money, who bought into Madison Avenue's insecurity and into image so much that his nose was literally falling off of him, has now died, reportedly, from a narcotics overdose. And they let him sit there, even though they knew he couldn't breathe until they called 911 until he'd stopped breathing. It does look very shady, and that'll be endlessly debated, and they'll throw that out while the Iran overthrow continues, while the police state continues, while the depression continues. The next 3 months, as they pass the total banker takeover, the federal takeover of all water supplies above ground and below ground, total federalization of the entire United States, total global taxation, hate crimes, speech crimes, banning free speech, federal felonies of the feds so you hurt somebody's feelings, cyberbullying, all of it racing through and passing because all we're going to hear is every facet of Michael Jackson. It is such a sick joke. And the police landing with a helicopter to get his dead body. Oh, my goodness. Some guy who dressed up in a clown outfit who liked to mess with little kids that he'd adopted that CPS had grabbed from other people.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride. Sword and pistol by my side.
A new dark age of micromanagement and tyranny, where all life forms are taxed as criminals, where all human respiration, all biological activity is a crime against the earth. Such a sick joke to the New World Order. In our carbon-starved planet, carbon dioxide levels 14 times lower than they've been in the past. But they don't care. You know, it just figures that we'd be giving wrong phone numbers out all last night. That's just how we roll around here. But thank God listeners called and told us that we were giving out old congressional numbers because they're constantly changing them and switching them and rotating through them. But we have the latest numbers from the House of Representatives. And I'm going to get Kurt Nimmo to post these numbers, and I want them tested. Maybe I should just go off air. Maybe I shouldn't even do it. Maybe I shouldn't even try to attempt to get regular numbers out on air. Maybe that's too much for us to do. Because it's like sitting here in a batting cage, as I've described, with not five or six mechanical pitchers turned up on high speed pitching at me. It's like 10 or 15 now. I mean, it's just all off the charts. It's all off the charts. So I'm going to give out numbers to the Washington switchboard. This one, reportedly, we've tested and it's good. 202-224-3121, 202-224-3121. Hell, I'll just test it myself right now on air. It's the only way to do it around here. Okay, I'm testing the phone number out for myself right now. Okay, that's a disconnected number. I'm going to go ahead and go to rebroadcast myself and get the proper numbers. This is too important. John, play music. Radio show very, very seriously. My family's going into total bondage right now. The New World Order that they've been setting up for decades is now upon us. Total control of our lives, absolute tyranny, no Bill of Rights, no Constitution, world dictatorship run by bankers, and I can't help it that I am on the verge of exploding. And I am disgusted by the bug-eyed, moronic, idiotic public who are running around talking about Michael Jackson all day when it doesn't mean anything. The guy is a disgusting, pathetic, weirdo clown with a bunch of foster kids that he got from that were jacked from their families by the CPS. I mean, this is a demon-run government. And just everything about Michael Jackson makes me sick. And I can't stand the New World Order changing the subject off of Iran and the police state, and the collapsing economy, and the depression, and the banker takeover of the carbon cycle, and them telling the idiot public polar bears can't swim. I mean, I'm just sick of it. I've got the government's own reports. The ice sheet got the biggest it's ever gotten in 150 years. Coldest winter on record in 100-plus years. Giant ice sheet thickening, and they're saying it's all melting, and we're all going to die. I'm just sick of it. And there's no way I can't take this as serious as I do. Last night, I was just so upset last night, working until like 1 in the morning. And I tried to go to bed, and I had to get up and start working again, and I can't stop it. I hate these people. I hate con artist criminals winning and having their way with us. Now, the reason I was flipping out earlier is all these numbers I've given out are good. They were good last night. They were tested last night. They did work last night. Numbers I was given today were working just a few minutes ago. So what they're doing is they are, I guess, getting so many calls that the lines are so busy it just says disconnected, or they're playing some games, or they flipped them over to other numbers. But as of 3 minutes ago, As we went down the line with four people calling all these congressional numbers, we found one that works. Now, I don't know if this is going to work in 5 minutes. It was working 3 minutes ago. This is the main capital switchboard for your representative and senator or others you want to call. Now, this is working 3 minutes ago. I don't know if this is going to work now. I shouldn't have to do everything. Go find the numbers and keep yourselves from being enslaved by these parasites. Ah. I'm sorry. I got to settle down. It'd be like if you come out in your garage and somebody's in it stealing all your tools. Wouldn't you get mad if they were stealing a couple $1,000 in tools? If somebody knocks your window out and stole your stereo, a couple $100, would you get mad? It's the violation. It's the raping. It's the being pushed around. It's that scumbag is getting in your business, in your territory. Well, this is light years worse. This is swarms of bureaucrats sent out to eat out our substance. It's so outrageously corrupt, so outrageously evil, and on top of it, it was 1,300 pages yesterday. Mainstream news is saying they've added 200 to 300 pages more. No one's allowed to see the thing. I'm calling Congress, and they're saying they can't give us the bill, and they're about to vote on it! They're complete, absolute criminal trash! And I try to, quote, follow all their baloney laws. I try to be civil. But, man, I can't take much more of your crap, you criminal filth. Bunch of Michael Jacksons up there. Most of them are pedophiles. It's come out in the news. Always trying to rape the pages. All the anti-pedophile groups constantly get caught raping kids. I just can't believe how scum-filled this country and world is. I just want to live my life and be a decent person and be left alone by you criminal freaks. All right. I try not to get mad, folks, and I just really feel like turning over the desk, smashing windows out. You know, there's a reason I quit working out 10 years ago. Because back when I was running 6 miles every other day and lifting weights for 2 hours, 4 or 5 days a week, and when I could bench press 330 pounds when I weighed 180 pounds and I could squat 600 pounds, I constantly wanted to tear people's heads off. And then when I just started eating a lot and drinking a few beers at night, it was like self-medication, and I kind of burn out so I could operate. Now I've been running every day, lifting weights every other day, and on top of all this tyranny, I may have to stop working out because it boosts your testosterone level, and I just am absolutely about to blow my stack, ladies and gentlemen. I just can't stand the New World Order. Make me sick. Make me want to throw up! Oh, man, this is a normal response, you freaks out there that are tuning into me on AM and FM and want to hear about that freak Michael Jackson, that pedophile freak with all his foster kids he had with hoods over their heads. They let him keep the kids. Because if you're a big, fat pedophile, they leave you alone. So sick of them kidnapping good people's kids, Christian people's kids, to hand them over to monsters like him, that sack of garbage. There, you want to know what I think about him? It makes me sick to look at him. It's a demon. His little clown outfits. Oh, he's in hell now! You don't want to know what I really think about things, folks. All you idiots out there that shoot your mouths off about how you want violence but never engage in it. You talk the talk, do you walk the walk, you little wimps? When this stuff really starts, it isn't going to be fun. But God knows it'll probably be better than a bunch of pedophiles ruling us. Bunch of drooling, weak, chicken-necked scum that run everything. Bunch of people that don't know what wholesomeness is, that don't know what goodness is, that think evil's good. You can all go to hell! Just total tyranny taking over everything! And a bunch of slack-jawed idiots just everywhere. I'm in the gym. I'm on the treadmill. 7 o'clock, CNN's reporting Michael Jackson's dead. Helicopter picking up his dead body like it's the prophets retrieving the body of Moses or something from the mountaintop, like it was Elijah. It's unbelievable. All the fanfare, just the ridiculousness of it. We're made to worship this weak, pathetic, bleached child raper. Everything's got to be bombarded with him. All the hype. The whole New World Order is about setting the agenda. It's about setting the agenda. Instead of talking about real issues, you've got to talk about Anna Nicole Smith and O.J. Simpson and Michael Space Alien Jackson and all, with his little elf nose and all the rest of it. I don't want to hear about him. And you drive through a drive-thru, and the woman wants you to get a free smoothie if you'll sing a Michael Jackson song. She'd sit there and break the rules and cheat the company she works for, just obsessing on Michael Jackson. You know why? Everybody was so happy. I was watching everybody at the gym. They were all so happy. They were all twittering around and talking and watching the TV and stopped working out. I just worked out harder. You know why they were happy? Because they like thinking of somebody rich dying. Because they like thinking of other people dying. It makes them, at a petty subconscious level, feel psychologically dominant. Bunch of sick freaks. You like that spectacle? Well, you're really going to like the spectacle of the social engineers regulating every facet of your life with the climate change takeover bill. So I'm going to give you a number that's been working. It's 800-833-6354, 800-833-6354, 800-833-6354. That's the number to call the hijacking criminals that have hijacked the United States and are engaging in mass raping of the Republic and bringing you and your whole family and our entire history into a high-tech scientific dictatorship. Of forced inoculations, forced drugging, micromanagement of every facet and every detail of your life, chronicling and tracking everything you do. That's what I told you that for years. That's in Endgame from their own documents. But now Pelosi goes to China and gives speeches about it. 800-833-6354. 800-833-6354. 800-833-6354. And they're constantly changing the bill numbers. And now, reportedly, they've got different bill numbers with the climate change stuff in it. Desperate to race it through. Desperate to make sure nobody can stop it. Desperate to make sure nobody can read it. Like that little bastard State Senator Kirk Watson, who's busy stealing everybody's property around Austin, introduces and puts on a rider a bill out of committee to kidnap your kids without judge, jury, warrant, anything. But we found out about that, and we had tens of thousands of calls to the governor's office, and he vetoed it. All of you need to be arrested. Kirk Watson needs to be arrested. That's high treason, piece of stinking filth. God, give me the control not to blow up, please. Just, ugh. And I just want to say that Matt was right. They've been in there frothing around. They changed the bill, what, last night? Representative Henry Waxman? And this is American Clean Energy and Security Act 2009. It's H.R. 2454. They've changed the bill. And it's now H.R. 2998. See all the bait and switches? They're changing numbers, killing numbers, so you can't even call them, trying to avoid we the people. So only Al Gore's people have the numbers. I mean, when they do this lobbying, they've been caught. It's been in the news. They'll have dozens of numbers, and they just turn some on, turn some off, rotate others over to dead ends where you can't leave a message. But we found one of the numbers that's working as of 10 minutes ago, 1-800-833-6354, 1-800-833-6354, 1-800-833-6354, to call the demonic, degenerate criminals that have allowed the private Federal Reserve to steal $14.8 trillion in 7 months. The demonic, sickening filth that have overturned the Bill of Rights and Constitution and said the government can spy on you without a Fourth Amendment right, even in non-terror related. The demonic pieces of filth who are constantly getting caught having sex with their pages. The demonic pieces of filth that have engaged in every crime under the sun. You can call these scallywags, these treacherous, verminous, viperous, lecherous, scrofula-covered, leprous, maggot-headed, demonic, sellout, effeminate, weak, cowardly, degenerate, predatory. Oh, I swear eternal resistance on the altar of Almighty God against all forms of tyranny over the minds of men. I swear total commitment against you. I swear to bring you to justice. I swear that one day you will be defeated. And all of you need to commit 110% to righteously rise up, cut through all their spin, all their flim-flam, all their rhinestone glory, and bring them down! Hey!
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worry how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse,
but there is hope.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim, be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the bailout group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the bailout group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the bailout group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The bailout group.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. 406-251-3270 today.
I hurt myself today.
I hurt myself today. to see it, if I still feel.
I focused
on the pain. The only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole. The old familiar sting.
I never knew what focusing on the pain
try
meant.
To kill it all away.
Until I started having migraines.
But I remember everything.
Because it's in your brain. Can't get away from it.
What have I become?
So the way I've gotten out of them is focus on them.
My sweetest.
And the pain rises to a level so great.
Everyone
that ceases to hurt
goes away in the end. And you could have it all. My empire of dirt. I will let you down.
I will make you hurt.
I will make you hurt.
All right, let me try to get focused. I got a lot of news to cover, a lot of vital information right now. The enemy moves in big jumps, and they always try to rush everything through so you can't read it. The Federal Reserve Act of 1913, there wasn't even a quorum present. There were 11 members the night before Christmas. Went all through the House, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. When along came a little goblin called the Private Federal Reserve and stole all the presents of liberty and freedom, the great jewel. Same thing with the Patriot Act, same thing with the Gun Control Act. It's always the same with these crooks. And then the willing accomplice media covers it up for them. So there's no coverage of the Energy Independence Global Warming Committee chairman, Representative Edward Mikey, up there pushing his propaganda on C-SPAN. By the way, are we recording that in the coffee room? Thanks, guys. Great job, crew. I mean, I am on the edge of a red rage. I almost topped my desk over in here because, I mean, this is war, folks. This is so diabolical to regulate. I cover it in the Obama deception. They say every form of meat, fish, everything has a carbon footprint. All carbon is bad. There'll be taxes, regulations, national ID cards, national sales taxes, gas taxes, fuel oil taxes, plastic taxes, house inspections taxes, kids being brainwashed. Forced compulsory service. I mean, it's all. And, folks, this is the 200-page bill. They will not release the full text of H.R. 2454 that suddenly the American Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009, they've suddenly bait and switched the number to a new bill number. And it's just incredible. Fade up, C-SPAN. Let's hear what this creature has to say.
To drive competition in the energy marketplace. It sets ambitious and achievable standards for energy efficiency and renewable energy.
Yeah, that's enough.
Solar, wind.
They always call it solar, wind, and energy efficiency and not being wasteful. It has nothing to do with that. It's about steering and controlling the economy. It's about putting taxes on all of our businesses. It's about controlling our society. They always make it about innovation. It has nothing to do with that. I mean, just everything is pure lies out of these people. Well, you'll find out. All these Michael Jackson people obsessed with it. You were just born to be slaves, weren't you?
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.